so far?
Oh, it's awesome, man. Great quarterback, great skills, great leader. Excited to be in the huddle with him. Very communicative. Tells you exactly how he wants routes, tell you how he wants to run them, and talks to you if something goes AWOL a little bit.
I mean, you played with Aaron Rodgers, so you have experience with guys that are the guy that's the absolute top of this league. I mean, do you see some of those things in Derek?
Yeah, absolutely. Ball placement, able to read coverages on the move, able to read defenders' positions on the receiver, and able to put the ball where it needs to be for completion ratings and for success as an offense.
You know that you're kind of working some within this scheme. Do you see a lot of opportunities for what they like to do with tight ends and things like that?
Yeah, it's exciting, man. That was one huge reason why I wanted to come here after my visit is because the way that they do utilize the tight end and the way that they do read the offense. And it's beneficial for everybody in the tight end meeting room as well as every other position on how we run our complementary routes off of each other. So I like it, and I think it'll be beneficial for us.
What's this tight end group like compared to the other ones in Green Bay, the Rams?
It's a lot more talent across the board. It's a lot more talent in that room. We got six guys that can go and line up and play right now, I think. So it's competition every day. And it's kind of a love-hate type thing. We all look out for each other, but at the same time, we all doing what we can to make this team.
Coach Downing was talking about your ability as a blocker being maybe a little underrated. And how important is it for you to be known as an all-around player and not as just a guy that can catch passes?
It's important, but I don't really trip. You know, All the outside noise is just that. It's noise. So if somebody's saying that, they're evaluating the film, maybe even not evaluating the film, but they're going off their own basis, and that don't really matter, man. I'm just here to play football and do what I can to help my team. As long as they're happy upstairs, I'm cool with it.
Do you take pride in your ability to be a good inline blocker?
Absolutely. You should take pride in everything you do. You should take pride in everything and attack it in the same enthusiasm and mentality. And that's full steam ahead, head on. So absolutely, I take pride in that.
Can you talk about the similarities or differences between Derek and Aaron Rodgers in the film room in terms of the film study? What are some of the things you've noticed?
They know the offense, and that's really important for a quarterback, especially a young quarterback, is to know the moving pieces of what's going on around you. Number two would probably be ball placement, and the way that the pass comes out is also imperative for your receivers to kind of have that rapport with you and know how you're going to throw the ball in certain situations away from a defender. And he does a really good job with that, especially being such a young quarterback. I've played with older guys, and they don't know how to have that right touch, you know, to get the ball to the position where the receiver needs it, and DC has that down.
First impression of Crabtree and Cooper?
Oh, they're cool as a fan. Great guys. Crab is hilarious. Great receivers, powerful receivers. Cooper's very impressive down the field and right off the line. Great feet, great hands. It's going to be fun playing with those guys.
Coach,